He is a quintessential MMA superstar. I'm talking about the UFC lightweight champion, Benson Henderson. Bendo, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. I mean, to get royalty like you and Frank Mir in the studio. I mean, this is MMA royalty. We're honored.
No, man. It's an honor. We enjoy coming out here and doing these things, doing a little media tour, get to see some of the city, some other things we wouldn't normally be able to see, so it's cool.
So where have you been?
Downtown San Fran. I wouldn't normally be here.
Okay,
Hotel.
Okay, all right, but I mean, you've been to other cities like LA or Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Tokyo, been to Jakarta, Indonesia, been to Seoul. Like, I got to do a little bit of traveling. So it's always nice to, if you can use your work to travel.
That's how I got around the planet. When you fought Frankie Edgar, when you took the lightweight championship, was that in Japan?
That was in Tokyo, yeah.
Okay. What's it like fighting in Japan? It's a different time zone. Does that mess a fighter up?
I would say it definitely can. If you allow, like anything in life, though, if you allow it to, it can mess you up. You try to prepare for it, deal with it as best you can. But not, it's like the little things, I'd say. It's not just the time zone, the food, the people, just everything. You got to get used to it. Got to go with the flow. Some people are very rigid, and they have to have things their way, and they have to have it like this. And they don't get that, then they're off. And, oh, well, I didn't get this, I didn't get this. But if you're one of those guys who can just kind of go with the flow and, oh, the, you know, Japanese food, cool, awesome. I like sushi. I like noodles. Let's do it. Oh, you know, 12-hour time difference. Okay, cool, no problem. I'll handle it. I think I was able to do that, just go with the flow and, went my way.
The UFC lightweight champion is 155 pounds, is in the house. We're talking about Benson Henderson. They call him Bendo, of course. He takes on Gilbert Melendez in UFC on Fox 7. That is April 20th. From San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion, or the Shark Tank, if you prefer. Gilbert Melendez, San Francisco boy, are they figuring he's going to bring some people down there and some tickets or what?
El Nino, I think they definitely think he is. He's going to bring a lot of people with them down to San Jose. Should be pretty cool, though. You know, I've been in hostile territory, so to speak, before. Like I said, my first fight in the UFC was in Toronto, the largest UFC in history ever, 55,000 people. Hometown native, I was facing Mark Bocek, and had 55,000 people, screaming and wanting me to get my head knocked off. I was able to handle it, deal with it, and get my hand raised. Still, hopefully, do the same thing here in San Jose.
Okay, now you brought up Toronto, and obviously, we're talking about GSP, Georges St-Pierre. How good of a welterweight champion is he right now?
St-Pierre, I will admit, I'm man enough to admit, I forgot how good he was because he had such a long layoff in his last fight against Condit. I was like, wow, I fell into the hype. I fell into the forgetting how good he was. His wrestling, his timing, he's a wrestler. He just takes guys down. No, his stand-up is amazing too. Great stand-up. But he's the real deal, that's for sure.
The guy you took the lightweight championship, Frankie Edgar, from Frankie Edgar, the Jersey boy, they have him cutting off a leg. Did you know he's going to cut off a leg? He's going to go down to 135 pounds now. He went to 145 and couldn't deal with Jose Aldo, so he's going to go to 135 now. Dana White is saying that Frankie Edgar is going to come down from 145 pounds now to 135 pounds. Do you think he can make that kind of weight?
If he attempts it, I think he will do it. Frankie Edgar is one of those guys, tough fighter, great guy. He knows what he's doing when it comes to cutting weight, wrestled in college and stuff, so he's been doing it a long time. If he says he can do it, he can do it. We'll see how he performs when he does it, though.
BJ Penn, maybe the greatest lightweight in the history of MMA. What do you think about that accolade?
I definitely wouldn't disagree with it. BJ is one of my heroes, one of my idols. Great fighter. I love his passion that he brings to MMA. He's one of those guys. He does it because he loves it, not because he needs money, not because he wants fame, not because he does this or does that. He does it because he loves it. Anytime you, for me personally, when I see somebody who does something because they love it, because they have a passion for it, especially something as tough as fighting is, it's a joy to watch. It's pretty cool.
You fought like four times in a year. Is that a lot of wear and tear on your body, or do you like being active?
It's definitely kind of active. I fought four times, a couple times, but at the UFC level, the most I fought in a year was three times, and that's still pretty active. But that being the case, I'm still pretty young in the sport. I still got a lot of room to grow and that sort of stuff. Three times is, I think, the most I'd want to fight in a year.
Okay, November 2011, February 2012, August 2012, and December 8th, 2012. That's four times, like in in 13 months. That's a lot of fights, man.
Yes, that definitely is. But, you know, sometimes when the UFC offers you a fight, you got to just say, okay, cool, let's go. Let's run with it. You know, if they offer you a fight and you say no, you say no once, you say no twice, you say no three times maybe, then you stop getting those offers. It's not good for you, not good for your career. So sometimes you have to just man up and take those.
Do you struggle to make 55 at all? I mean, I used to struggle to make 40, 39, and then they put me up to 47. Some guy almost killed me, so I went back to 39 in a minute. Okay, I dropped down in weight again. But is it taxing to make 155?
It's as hard for me to make 55 as it is for any other 55-pounder. We're all in the sauna. Like, people don't realize when we're in the hotel getting down to the weight, we're all in the sauna together. Like, you're sitting next to your opponent a lot of times. You're all in the sauna. You're all working out on the treadmills, running next to each other. So it's just as tough for me as it is for, you know, any other guy making 55.
Okay. I was left-handed, and I fought a left-hander one time, and that was the guy that spanked me at welterweight and pushed me back to junior welterweight. Have you ever fought another left-handed opponent?
Jim Miller, I faced off, squared off with Jim Miller, and he fights as a southpaw. So yeah, I have fought against a southpaw.
Is it unusual? I found it. I was, you know, I sparred with southpaws getting ready for this fight, man. But when that guy hit me, good lord, that right hook came out of nowhere.
Actually, I have quite a few training partners who will fight as southpaws, so I'm not really used to it. Actually, probably, yeah, as used to it as fighting traditional. I can fight either or okay. But I'm pretty used to it. Nothing is too surprising when I face a southpaw.
2011, you wrestled for the United States in the World Jiu-Jitsu Championships. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I love to compete. Doing, you know, the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournaments. It's fun for me. It's not as nerve-wracking. There's not as much pressure as for fighting. I love to compete. I love to have fun. Go out there and compete, whether it's a wrestling or whether it's jiu-jitsu, judo tournament, whatever the case may be. For me, doing a jiu-jitsu tournament is nice because I can go out there and have fun. If I lose, the weight of the world, UFC title on the line, there's nothing. If you lose, you lose. Oh, cool, awesome, great match, had fun. It's like going down the street to play a pickup game of basketball. There's no weight on him playing a pickup game of basketball. There's no like, oh, man, we can't lose this game. You want to win simply for the sake of winning. But it's not like, oh, well, you lost the world championship. It's just go out there, have fun, do your thing. Oh, I lost. Oh, big deal, I lost. But maybe, you know, if I pay attention, I learn something. Oh, I got caught in an arm lock. I'm not going to get caught in that arm lock again, especially not in a fight because I was caught in a jiu-jitsu tournament.
Two wins over Frankie Edgar. You beat Nate Diaz, shut him out, virtual shutout there. You seem to be coming into your own. I mean, I've watched you now for a couple of years since you were in the WEC for a while, but you seem to be coming into your own now. Do you feel yourself evolving, going to the, bringing up to this next level, this championship level? Do you see the difference in yourself from 2 years ago?
To be honest, no, not really. To be honest, I think it's more just a culmination of the grind, staying on the grind, just getting better, improving. I like to get just 1% better every day, just improve on this. So it's not like a giant leap out of nowhere. Oh, I'm at the next level now. Oh, it's for a title fight. Oh, it's five rounds, and all of a sudden it's, you know, a whole nother story. But to me, it's more like just, you know, stay on the grind. Hopefully you have a couple of fights that are good matchups and, you know, stylistic matchups where the guy brings his best, you bring your best, and then the fans win where it's a great fight, it's awesome, and then you win, you get your hand raised.
You know what's sort of cool is you're fighting on Fox, and people don't have to spend $55 to see you fight. So all your people, hey, Benson's on Fox. I mean, this whole thing with Fox is taken off. I'm so glad they signed the deal. I really do. I think that, you know, being on pay-per-view and being Spike TV was cool, but it was a tool that brought you to a certain level, and now we need to go to the big level. And I think Fox is like, you know, the network. You know what I'm saying? As far as the big network's concerned. But what's it like, the Fox TV? I mean, there's possibly millions of people watch you, millions more than would on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I like fighting on free TV. When I fought for the WC, it was on Versus. It's cool because you're not fighting just to the core demographic of males 18 to 31 years old or whatever.
There's females in that demographic now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the reason why is because we're reaching a broader audience.
Ronda Rousey has something to do with that?
perhaps, but I think it started before then. In the WC days, watching on the Versus channel, I'd go to the grocery store. I'd have a 42-year-old soccer mom walk up to me. Hey, I was flipping through the channels, and you look like that. Are you a fighter guy? I was like, yes, ma'am, I am. I did fight. I was on the Versus channel. Like, oh, I saw you. I never watched MMA before, but now I'm a fan of MMA. I love watching you. So I like making converts. I like having fans who are outside the core demographic. So I think it's cool to fight for free TV. Plus Fox, Fox is huge. It's the biggest network there is. Prime time, and they put all of their muscle behind promoting it, so it's very cool.
The esteemed lightweight champion of the world, I'm talking about the UFC champion, folks. Benson Henderson in the house, of course. The southpaw, the left-hander from Washington State, is taking on Gilbert Melendez April 20th, UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California. What does El Nino bring to the dance?
El Nino, he's tough. Probably the biggest thing about him is he's just tough. A great fighter, good boxing. He has pretty big power in his hands. What I think the best though thing about him that he has is that he comes from a great team. His team, the Scrap Pack, Nick and Nate Diaz and Jake Shields and all those guys, Daniel Roberts. Those guys are their family, their brothers. You know if you mess with one of them, you're messing with all of them. So I actually love that.
Didn't we see that on TV a couple years ago?
Yeah, exactly. But that's just who they are. That's how they are. They're going to have a great game plan for this fight because of the Nate Diaz fight. They're going to have a more well scouted out. So I definitely expect him to have a better game plan heading into that showdown April 20th.
Okay, Anthony Pettis, is he in your future?
I certainly hope so. Him and I, we'll dance again. That's for sure.
You dance again? Because, what's funny is that you beat Clay Guida. Clay Guida beat him. I mean, you got round and rounds, three-man thing, so.
Yeah. That's the way it goes sometimes. This guy beats that guy. This guy beats this guy. Stylistic matchups, yada, yada, yada. All being said and done, I like just getting inside the cage and not playing but he beat this guy. He beat this guy. Oh, but he lost to this guy. I just want to face him one-on-one. We'll see about it. So we will face off again at some point in time, but he has Jose Aldo, I believe, next on his plate.
The great Benson Henderson, folks, the main event fighter, the lightweight champion of the world, going April 20th, UFC on Fox TV, UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California. Benson, all the best to you.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks again for having me on.